The unofficial results from the Collin County primary elections are now in. This year, out of the 717,135 registered voters in Collin County, 137,458 voted, 101,502 Republicans and 35,956 Democrats. In Collin County, Donald Trump garnered 69.75% of the Republican votes, 70,080, while Nikki Haley received 24.748%, 24,854. She later suspended her campaign for the GOP nomination. President Joe Biden received 29,849 votes, coming out at 86.17%. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz dominated his primary race in Collin County with 84.62% of the votes. He will be facing the Democratic nominee, U.S. Representative Colin Allred, who secured 76.33% of the votes in his primary. In Texas House District 67, Jeff Leach secured 65.10% of the votes, totaling 11,246, while Darren Mace garnered 34.90%, amounting to 6,028 votes. In Texas House District 89, Candy Noble clinched 52.59% of the votes, equating to 9,568 votes, while Abraham George received 47.41%, totaling 8,625 votes. In the Republican primary for Texas's 3rd Congressional District, U.S. Representative Keith Self garnered 72.10% of the votes, totaling 47,376 ballots cast. Suzanne Harp secured 19.39%, equivalent to 12,742 votes, while Trey Penny received 3.86% or 2,536 votes. John Porro obtained 2.99%, totaling 1,963 votes, and Jeremy D. Ivanovsky's received 1.66%, amounting to 1,093 votes. In the State Board of Education race for District 12, incumbent Pam Little secured 35.52% of the votes, totaling 28,690 ballots. Jamie Coleman followed closely with 28.55%, accumulating 23,059 votes. Matt Rustami received 18.10%, equivalent to 14,616 votes, while Chad Green garnered 17.84%, totaling 14,407 votes. In the Collin County Tax Assessor Collector race, Scott Grigg secured 55.17% of the votes, totaling 42,827 ballots. Angela Powell followed with 24.61%, garnering 19,101 votes, while Cam McCall received 20.22%, amounting to 15,694 votes. In the contest for County GOP Chair, Shelby Williams clinched 49.66% of the votes, Ellen Lovelace secured 32.91%, and Howard Powers received 17.43%. For the position of Precinct 4 Constable, Steve Asher emerged victorious with 60.50% of the votes, while Mike Rumfield received 39.50%. In the race for Collin County Sheriff, incumbent Jim Skinner secured 85.95% of the votes, totaling 68,564 ballots. His challenger, Sherwood Holmes, received 14.05%, amounting to 11,205 votes. For the position of Precinct 3 Collin County Commissioner, Daryl Hale received 56.29% of the votes, equivalent to 10,525 ballots cast. Jim Garrison trailed with 43.71%, receiving 8,173 votes. To see all primary results for Collin County, visit the link here. Results are not official until ballots are canvassed. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.